I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Reports from Syria say Israeli warplanes are pounding part of the country as Israeli troops are reportedly on the move there as well. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel has carried out a wave of heavy airstrikes across Syria as its troops advance deeper into the country, reportedly drawing to within 15 miles of the capital, Damascus. AP reporters there heard heavy airstrikes overnight and into Tuesday on the city and its suburbs. Photographs circulating online show destroyed missile launchers, helicopters and warplanes. Israel earlier in the week had seized a buffer zone inside Syria that had been established after the 1973 Mideast War, a move it said was taken to prevent attacks in the aftermath of the overthrow of President Bashar Assad. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel denied Tuesday that its forces have penetrated into Syrian territory beyond the buffer zone with the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights after Syrian sources said the incursion had extended to within 25 kilometers of the capital, Damascus. The UN envoy to Syria said Tuesday that the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS insurgent group that swept Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from power Sunday, have so far sent good messages to Syrians. Speaking to reporters in Geneva, envoy Geir Pedersen said the groups have been sending messages of unity and inclusiveness since they've transitioned into power.
But what we need now to see is, of course, that the good statements and what we have seen on the ground at the beginning, that this is now followed up in practice in the days and the weeks ahead of us.
Pedersen said Sunday after Assad fled, there were reports of lootings, robberies, and invasions of both public buildings and private homes, particularly in the capital, Damascus. But he said that activity has stopped. The U.S. and European countries have also said they would judge HTS on its actions. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took the stand Tuesday in his long-running trial for alleged corruption, setting off what's expected to be a weeks-long spectacle that will draw unwelcome attention to his legal woes as he faces an international arrest warrant for war crimes and the fighting in Gaza continues. VOA's Richard Green reports.
He told the Tel Aviv courtroom, "I waited 8 years for this moment to say the truth," and called the charges against him an ocean of absurdness. He is accused of accepting tens of thousands of dollars worth of cigars and champagne from a billionaire Hollywood producer in exchange for assisting him with personal and business interests. He is also accused of promoting advantageous regulation for media moguls in exchange for favorable coverage of himself and his family. Netanyahu says the charges are a witch hunt orchestrated by a hostile media and a biased legal system. His testimony will take place 6 hours a day, 3 days a week, for several weeks. Richard Green, VOA News.
New York prosecutors filed a murder charge against 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the killing of a United Healthcare executive on a New York City sidewalk, a brazen shooting that set off a tense 5-day manhunt that culminated in his capture in Pennsylvania early Monday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Police say Mangione was found with a large sum of cash, fake IDs, written documents, and several electronic devices. One of the fake IDs matched the gunman's ID used to check into a Manhattan hostel prior to the shooting. The police also found a black ghost gun, an untraceable firearm assembled from parts, in his backpack, loaded with a magazine and silencer. Pennsylvania authorities say the gun, clothing, and mask were similar to those used by the killer. Mangione was denied bail after Pennsylvania prosecutors argued that he was a flight risk. New York police said they had found a document that appeared to reveal the gunman's motive. While it didn't name targets, the NYPD said he had ill will towards corporate America. Thompson's murder unleashed a wave of frustration from Americans who have seen their health insurance claims or care denied.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reporting. Taiwan's defense ministry said Tuesday that it had detected a dozen Chinese naval ships and 47 military planes in the past 24 hours, but no live fire activity as in previous military drills. Without any announcement from China, Taiwan officials are calling it training, but they are noting that training can become drills and drills can become war. Speaking in Japan, where he's making a farewell visit with officials there, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was asked if he felt it was possible China could be preparing to invade Taiwan in several years.
There's a lot of speculation about, when